Chapter 1. Zach Ivers slammed his fist on his desk and stared at his in-house counsel Rick Borden, stunned. Had he heard correctly? The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating me for suspected insider trading. That was the last thing he needed right now. That can't be happening. My source is reliable. He's never led me in the wrong direction, Zach. Agent Wright is going to show up here tomorrow. Rick loosened his tie and blew out a breath. We have to prepare for it. Zach jumped up from his leather chair and leaned over the desk. I've done nothing wrong, damn it. Somebody is trying to pin this on me. Rick, you have to find out who. Rick walked back and forth in front of Zach's desk. Easier said than done. My source doesn't know what kind of tip the SEC received and found credible enough to start an investigation. Fuck, if they find out that we've been warned, then the case against you is going to look even worse. Zach snorted. Well, the timing is just perfect. Tomorrow, three of my biggest shareholders are coming. If they get even the slightest inkling of this investigation, I can write off their support for the new project in Russia. And without those three, I'll never get enough votes from the board. Davenport, Leach, and Grover? Rick asked. Zach nodded briefly. Do you want me to try to see if we can postpone the meeting with them? No, don't. They'll only get suspicious. I'm afraid I'm going to have to face both the shareholders and the SEC tomorrow. Zach rubbed his chin and looked out through the floor-to-ceiling windows. The sun was just setting over Manhattan, though tonight he wasn't able to enjoy the gorgeous view from the 60th floor of his office building. Go home, Rick, and let me think. His lawyer made a few steps toward the door, then stopped. There's something else. Zach turned his face and looked at Rick, feeling tired now. More bad news? Rick dropped his shoulders and suddenly looked 10 years older in his gray suit. This Agent Wright is supposed to be some kind of bloodhound. Whatever he's looking for, he isn't gonna give up quickly. Watch yourself. He hesitated. And sorry. Zach shrugged. Not your fault, Rick. He raked his fingers through his dark hair. Go home to your wife. There's nothing you can do right now anyway. Rick nodded. Do you want me to be by your side when the SEC arrives tomorrow morning? Better not, or they'll suspect that we knew they were coming. It's business as usual. I'll call you if I need you. Good night, Rick. Good night, Zach, Rick answered and left the office. When the door fell shut behind him, it was deadly quiet in the huge room. Zach let his eyes roam. All this belonged to him. He'd built it himself, Ivers International, a company with business interests all over the world. His personal fortune was in the hundreds of millions, the company itself worth billions. He was still CEO and chairman of the board, because at age 35, he couldn't imagine giving up work yet. What else would he do? He loved the challenge. Even though he could be unscrupulous during negotiations, Zach had never used illegal methods to get what he wanted. Everybody knew that. And everybody respected him for it. And now the SEC wanted to ruin his reputation by trying to prove he'd committed insider trading. Not to mention the fact that insider trading was punishable with a prison sentence and a large fine. He could lose his company. Fuck, he cursed from between clenched teeth. He shouldn't imagine the worst. He had to remain positive. After all, the SEC had no evidence of insider trading against him because he'd always registered all his trades and company stock in accordance with the rules for insiders. Zach sat back down at his desk and lifted the receiver. What he needed right now was a drink with his friends. That would help him switch off. He almost automatically dialed Jay's number, but he hesitated. He wouldn't be able to reach him. Jay was on his yacht with his fiancée Tara, and just as much in love as his friends Paul and Daniel. Both had recently married the loves of their lives, and even though both resided in Manhattan, they were now less available for impromptu boys' nights out. Daniel's wife Sabrina was about to give birth to their first child, and Paul's wife Holly was only 3 months behind her. Zach dialed the next number on his mental list and listened to the ringing. Hey Zach, what's up? Xavier answered the call. Evening, Xavier. Do you have time for a drink? Meet you at the fountain bar. Darn, I can't. I'm out with the Japanese. You know how they do business. An evening at a karaoke bar is par for the course. Do you want to join us? Zach rolled his eyes. Not in a million years. Have fun. You're missing out, Xavier warned and laughed. Yeah, sure. I'll check with Hunter instead. Hunter won't be back from the Hamptons till tomorrow. Are you sure? Yes, he called this afternoon. Well, thanks. See you. Zach disconnected the call and dialed again. It rang 4 times, but his friend Wade didn't pick up. Come on, buddy, what's going on tonight? He murmured to himself. Normally, he never had difficulties finding a friend who wanted to join him for a drink. He dialed the last number and drummed his fingers on his mahogany desk. Zach, Michael replied in a low voice. Something important? No, not really. But maybe you want to help me empty a bottle at the fountain bar tonight. Michael laughed quietly. Oh, I'll be emptying a bottle all right, but not with you. Unless you've turned into a blonde with luscious curves. I'm waiting for her right now. I'm afraid I don't have what you're looking for, Zach replied, slightly disappointed. Do I know the lucky one? Thank God no, otherwise you would have snatched her from under my nose. This time I got there first. Zach shook his head, laughing. Michael was a handsome guy, had money and charm, and was popular with the ladies. He never lacked female companionship. Well, then, I wish you a good night. Hum, Michael said. There she is. Oh yeah, a really good night. She looks even more delicious than in the daylight. Gotta go. There was a click on the line, and Michael was gone. Zach put the receiver back on the cradle. It appeared that he'd have to go out on his own tonight if he wanted to clear his head and relax before tomorrow. He took his jacket off his chair and threw it over his shoulder. The office outside his was empty. His assistant had left an hour earlier. In complete silence, he took the elevator down to the first floor, then crossed the large foyer with the glass facade. "Good night, Mr. Ivers," the security guy called out to him. "Good night," he answered and marched out into the balmy summer night.